aan das bezig met bezig. We hebben de Mishnah krachim aan mekafim chaimim in meis Yeshua benun keilin bachmisha osa. So the Gemara asks, Menohan Emili, how do we know that mekafim chaimim a keire chamisha osa bado? Omar Roved the Omar Kro, al kain ha Yehudim ha prozim ha yeshim bo orei ha prozits. The pasuk says as follows: Al kain ha Yehudim aprozim hayeshvim baorei aprozis oisim eshayim arbaosa lachidish ador simcha umishte viyonte v'mishloach monis ish l'rayayu. So there's a diuk that the Yehudim aprozim hayeshvim baorei aprozis oisim eshayim arbaosa lachidish ador. Prozim are those who are spread out and not mukaf chayim. So Vaistachois, Mukofim Bachmisha Osa. Chakti Gemore Ve'ema Prozim Barbo Osa. This Takadiyak, there's a diyak that Prozim Ababa Osa. Mukofim Klaloi, maybe Mukofim Bachlau are not, there's no Indian of Purim by Mukofim. So the Gemore says, V'lav Yisrael Nino, Tanat Eden, by Amechet Taisim Mukofim. Shouldn't be a mitzvah Purim by them. Ba'oid ma'hidu bat kushksi. It seems that the Megillus Esther and the Dine Purim on the sky by in the whole world. So it included also the people who are living in Yonos Makofis Chaimen. Frag the Gemara, fine. So the Diak cannot be, the diik is not that klalo klaloi, but how do you know the diik is that they're kairei the 15th? Ve'ema prozim bar beisa, mukofim bar beisa ubach meisa. The mukofim have 2 days, kedorsiv liyes oisim, es yoim arbo osa lochidish ado, v'shem chamisha osa boi b'chol shono. It says later it says late in the pasuk, "Lekayim alayim liyisayisim eshem abo osa lachedish dav eshem chamisha osa boi b'chol shana v'shana." So memela, so could be this is going on the mukofim, but they have 2 days of pull. So the Gemara says, "Yavikosiv es yoyim abo osa v'chamisha osa k'dekamre." Then you take it right. So it means both days together. So the S came in as mafsik, that it's not a set of 2 days. That others hani barbo also, the prozim barbo also, bahani bachmisha also. And the mukofim abachmishos. Frak the gemore ve'ema prozim ba'arbei. So, no, how do you know that that's pshat? Maybe the prozim are only the 14th day. That's the deal. Mukofim ibo ba'arbei. So, ibo bachmishos. Because that's the S. The S means but they have a choice. Either the 14th day or the 15th day. The Gemara Omar Krob is Maneyem, Zmanei Shalzeh, Loi Zmanei Shalzeh. We learned that before this Drosha. So if you'll say that the Mukofim could learn also the 14th day, so then they have the same Zman. We have a Drosha, Zmanei Shalzeh, Loi Zmanei Shalzeh. Frag the Gemara Ve'ema Bitleisa. So good. So how do you know? How do you know that it's the 15th day? Maybe it's the 13th day. But what will we do? The pasuk says, "Liyes oisim shem abo osa lochidish ador v'shem chamisha osa boi b'chol shana." We'll see. Machlokes Rashi and Derach. So Rashi says that the chamisha osa will go Misha also will go on Shushan. That's what Rashi says. The Rach says that maybe they have 2 days, and it's the 15th and the 13th. That said, it can't be the 15th or the... It's the 15th or the 13th. It can't be the 15th or the 14th, because it says, Bismaneya, and Zmani Shalzeh, Shmani Shalzeh. So maybe it's the 15th or the 13th. And with the Gemara, Kishusha. Kishusha. Now let us see Rashi. הפרוזם עיר שאין לו חיימו, ומתוך כך ישיבוסו נופות ופורוס, it's spread out, ומרוחוקים משכונו לשכונו. ולגמור לסס על הפרוזם, אבי ידל מקופן בתסבו, שרי שני יומים כסובים שם, that's what it says, there's 2 days, it's 14 to 15, ומקסובים שם, ודקובה ידל לפרוזם, so the 15th is going on Mekofim. The Gemara says, Klal, Klaloi. Maybe Bechlal the Mekofim are not, there's no Purim by them. Rechemisha also Dechsiv Megillah, Shadye LeShushan. So that's going on Shushan. Kiderech Shenochu Boi B'Shas Hanes. So Shushan, the Pasuk says Lamaisa the Nochu boy was the 15th because they were busy with Muhammad the 13th and the 14th. So maybe the Din 15th applies to Shushan. Abu Makofim Bakhlal are Mufka from the Indian of Purim. So Mother says two kashas, one the Yidin and then Mahidu Bat Kushksi. שקיבלו עליהם פורים, דרסיב הישלח סבורם בכל מדיני סמלך החשבייש, לקיים עליהם. ואב אגב עוד לא יקוסב הידו וקוש בעיקרו, בקיבל דרסיב בכל מדיני סמלך החשבייש, הם מהידו ועד קוש, שדאל אינקלוז מהידו ועד קוש. So the Gemara says, so maybe means both. איך דרסיב לי יש אויסים, מסקונה דקושי, ולא יתירו צו. So the Gemara says that it says S, so S was mafsik, so it can't be 2 days. Like the Gemara, ve'ema prosim biyudalit, da'o kevinu kro, the Pasuk says that there yudalit, avu mekofim, the loy kevinu kro, the Pasuk wasn't keveya dafki yudalit, iboi ba'beisa likri, iboi ba'chameisa likri. They can learn whenever they want, they have this choice. So the Gemara says, "Bismaneya." The aim of Mukafim be Yud Gimel. So the Gemara asks, "So maybe Mukafim is Yud Gimel." Ukradersi Bachmisha also. Either the pasuk that they lay in the fifth, that they oisin Purim the 15th day, Bachmisha also leShushanu. Maybe that's going on Shushan. The Kova Kiderech SheOsu beTesvo beShana Rishayim. He says, that's the Indian of the 15th day by Shushan, because Shushan Lamai said the first Purim was by them the 15th day. So Teres Kevei, they always have the 15th day. But could be Mukaf Ischayme have the 13th day. Umishani Kishushan. So the Gemara answer is Kishushan. Given the Lai Rimis Loch HaKosu Zmana Mukafim Emesu, we don't have a Zman. The Torah didn't say the Zman of Mekov. V'ashkechan Shushan she'osu b'tesvov. And we see that Shushan is also b'tesvov. Mistavre she'osei hayoim shaya l'mukov. It's a very interesting cheshbon over here. Rashi seems to be saying as follows. I have a posik that says that there's a din oisim b'chamisha osa. I have such a posik. The shaila is on what this posik is going on. So first of all, I wanted to say where Rashi said it's going on Shushan. It's going on Shushan. It could be Mekofin. I have a diik from the posik. It's not like prozim. So I'll pick a day. So I'll say it's the 13th. The 13th, Man Kilo Lakel, there was a nest with the Muhammad. So I'm at random, or with a cheshbon, I'm picking out a day for the Mekofim. So Rashi says that's not a svarah. Even the late Rimizloch HaKosov Zman HaMakov. The Torah said not the 14th. The Torah did not tell us a Zman. V'ashkren Shushan She'osu B'tesvo. That means that we know there was once a Zman of Purim for Shushan. Mistavre She'osei HaYoim Shir LeMakovim. So mistavre, that means, so if I see there was once a day of Purim Tesvov by Shushan, so memele I say that it says the Chamisha also, so that's going on the Mekofim, that was once a day of Purim, so I say, so that was nicked before the Mekofim. And that what Shushan Lamaise is Petesvov, if Shushan doesn't have a Teres Mekov, and that the Gemara is going to be Mefal for later. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ashkechen Asiye Schire Minolo. So the Gemara says, so these Psukim, Lasois, this psukim that it says oisim abos of chamisha osa, this is only speaking about the mishnah v'simcha. How do we know by the mikra megillah that there is such a that is the ninyan of 14 and 15? So the gemara answers: Ashkasi eschim minolon amakrav yomim ma'ila niskorim v'nasim. Ishkish schire lasiye. So there's a hekish, whenever there's a din yasiye, there's a din schire. So trash ishkish schire lasiye, hilkach zman echod lehem. I saw in Meiri, he brings down, here the Gemara brings it down out a tuk in the droshe, that a Yoris Mekofis Choy may have a different Zman Kriya. The Miri says, I'd like to say over the Svore, not that you understand it too well, but the Miri says a Psa Svore. Hatam Shekrochim Koyrin Betesvot L'Roiv Chshivusam, because these are Mekoymes Chshuvim, it's a Yiretz Mukav Choyme, Roy lahem lismoyach bebeiz yomen. So, psalmokim choshu, for some reason, there's an Indian that should be a simche 2 days. Vimhoiso hakriye biyudalit, kvakosa simche acher shova yoimi keranes. So then, if they would lain biyudalit, so finish, so it's Purim, and they lain the Megillah, and so the simche ended already. So there you have a simcha of tesvov, and iav shir shalolis moyach tzas b'yom yedaled shehu tchilas hanes veikroi. So lemaise miknech shivus hamokim. So therefore they have a simcha of 2 days. That is the inyan. That's how he's mevaya this halacha. Don't understand clearly how the svarid, since it's a mokim choshuv, that's why by them they have a simcha of 2 days. I don't understand how the simcha, you tie the simcha to a mokim choshuv. That I don't understand. But look upon him, that's what the Meiri says. But the Gemara weiter masnisen deloiki haitan. The Sanya Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Oimer, Krochim Amukofen Choyme Mimoisach HaShveirish, Koyrem Bachmisha Oso. He says, our Mishnah said that we have been with the Krochim Mimoisach Yeshua ben Nun. And then Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says, Mimoisach HaShveirish. My time with Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, so Rabbi Yeshua says, Ki Shusha. Ma Shushan Mukefes Choymi Mimoisach HaShveiris V'Koyren Bachmisha Oso. Av Korshu Mukefes Choymi Mimoisach HaShveiris Koyren Bachmisha Oso. It is Fakel, that's the Indian that Shushan is Koyren Bachmisha Oso, because it's Mukef Choymi Mimoisach HaShveiris. The mile of Shushan is a Mukef Choymi, Mukef Choymi is from HaShveiris. The Tana didon my time. So what is the time of Atana? Atana says that we cheshbin from Mukav Chayme Mimais Yeshua Benun. The Gemara Yalef Prozi Prozi. Yes, Xerishav Xivoch Alkain a Yehudim Haprozim. Xivosom Levad Meori Haprozi Harbi Meoit. Ma Laholom Mimais Yeshua Benun. Just like over there, the Me'ori Aprozi means that I was Aprozi Mimais Yeshua Benun. Afkan Mimais Yeshua Benun. So what has Hashem Prozi? What doesn't have Hashem Prozi is from Mimais Yeshua Benun. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi is Kishchir Al-Asiyya Ilkach Zman Echod Lehem. Siv Hosom Bebias Oretz Bime Moshe Yeshua Lavad Me Ore Aproze Harbe Meoi. Now, Rashi had a kasha. There's a big kasha over here. Now, we learned in this posik, Lavad Me Ore Aproze Harbe Meoi, is speaking about Eiver Hayardin. So, speaking about the Eiver Hayardin and the kibush of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we're saying that whatever was mukif then, whatever was a prozi then, is called a prozi. Whatever wasn't a prozi then, is together a prozi is telling what was then. So lechayre, so why do we cheshbin with Yeshua ben Nun? We should really cheshbin with Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, the B.S. Oretz, Bimei Moshe, B'Yeshua. But speaking about it, it's B.S. Oretz, Bimei Moshe, B'Yeshua. He says, Yeshua is also then there. So, the Gemara chaps on the Psi Yeshua. Bimei Moshe, B'Yeshua. The Turi Evan asks Akasha, he asks that, I mean, that's very good, that, that was a prozi, this man Moshe v'Yeshua, that is a shame prozi. But he says it's very misleading. Then Yeshua is also around, that's true. But what happens if they were makif ear? Later, after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, but it was mukif b'Moshe Yeshua. So l'chayre, so, theoretically, if we learn out from this posik, so this posik means, the Rashi says Yeshua is also there. But Lechayri, you can't be toilet be Yeshua because you need Moshe Rabbeinu also was around. So, I mean, there'll be a big nafkamine. If you'll have an ear that became mukif, be Moshe Yeshua, and it was not mukev b'mais Moshe. So the way it says in the Mishnah says that either was mukev b'mais Yeshua b'nun, so that's sufficient. If we learn out from this, k'zei reshove, prozi, I mean, the posik of the it says by, the posik, Bad Meori Aprozi Harbi Meoik, that posik was speaking about this man Moshe. So why, so how could we be toilet the Mukhe be Moshe Yeshua Benun? So the Turi Evan Lemaisi says that Be'emerson, the gather is Bishas Kibush. We learn that Meori Aprozi Harbi Meoik was speaking about Bishas Kibush. Whatever That's the limud. Whatever Bishas Kibush was mukif, that's by these ayores also. There were ayores Ma'ori Aprozi Bishas Kibush, and there was ayores Mukovis Chayme Bishas Kibush. So, whatever Bishas Kibush was Aprozi is called Aprozi. Whatever Bishas Kibush was Mukav Chayme is called Mukav Chayme. That's the getter, that's the limud. So Lemaisa later we look back at with Yeshua, because we look at the kibush of those ayores. So if it was mukav chayme bishas kibush, so that is a din of mukav chayme. But so it doesn't matter, if they made the chayim later, but the gather was what it was b'shas kibush. That's the mile of these ayoras. Not they were bisman Moshe or bisman Yeshua. They were bisman akibush. So whatever year was bisman akibush mukav chayim, that's called mukav chayim. That was the mukav chayim bisman akibush. That's called mukav chayim. So that's the limud. And this pasuk is speaking about this man kibush. The Meiri brings down a medrash. He also asks the kasha, why do we mention Yeshua? We should mention Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, Yeshe pirshu hatam, Ibnation Nilcham Yeshua Imamolek, Sho Yehomon Mizarek, that Yeshua was Loichem Imamolek, and Haman was from the descendants of Amolek. The Isa Bahagodes, he brings down a medrash, Zoisi Korem Beseifer, Vesim Beozne Yeshua. Kshehischil Yeshua Bemulchemes Amolek, Hoyemechazer Liois Mistayemes Al Yoda. So Yeshua wanted to make an end already. He wanted to be Goymel Mulchemes Amolek. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Emor Loi, Kshehegi Hazmanei Shel Amolek Limoches Melefonai, Yehei Hu Nizkar Oleho. Tell him, now's not the time to make a Gemar, but when there will be a Gemar, he'll be Nizkar. Hu Sheshoninu, Kol ir shehi mukefes chaymo mimois Yehoshua. So the zman of Purim was the zman of Mechias Amolek. So he's niskar. So the ayores that were mukef chaymo mimois Yeshua ben Nun. That's why we mention Yehoshua. When there is was a siyum of Mechias Amolek of some sort, Bisman Mordechai, so there we mention Yeshua's name because it seems that he was the one, could be his chuke to be Goymer Amolek Bishas Mulchamtoi, that was Goyrim that this Mechia came about. So we're miyaches the Mechia b'shas Mordechai v'Esther to Yeshua. So that's called, so the dinim of the zikaron of this Mechia atoli from Yemais Yeshua. The orim that were mukav chayme b'Yemais Yeshua. Zot Gemara weiter. Bishloim Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch Oloi Omar Kitana Didon the last lay prozi prozi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch does not hold of the Gzeira Shoveh Samemele, so he holds that the Ged of Mukav Chaim is Tumid Shushan. Alatana Didon, my time Oloi Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch. So most of my time, the Islay prozi prozi. What's the kasha? He has a gzeira shoveh. So the gzeira shoveh is that the same prozi is totally what was called prozi b'shas kibushores. That's called a prozi. Alatana didon. So what's the alachikama? Alashushan. Now the going is moichet the ovid. The sisun alashushan kiman. This is the gemara's kasha. The gemara's kasha is that according to our Tane, that the shame mukif is tolly, Pimais Yeshua ben Nun, Yeshushan keman, loike prozim, veloike mukofim. We din, that Shushan has Purim on the 15th day, it's loike prozim. It means it doesn't have, lemaise Shushan, the It's called a prosit. Because Bizman Yeshua ben Nun, it was a prosit. So the Yeshua Shushan Keman, like a prosim, it doesn't have the aloha of a prosit, which it really is, because it's Tezvot. The like a Mekofim, and it doesn't have the Tnoyim of Mekofim to make it about Tezvot, because it was Mukif later. Omar Rove, Omrila Kadi. So that was the Kasha. The Kasha was according to our Tana, how do we understand Shushan? And so they answered, Shani Shushan Hoyu Vinasa Bones. Now let us see Rashi. The Rashi, Malaholon Mimesh Yeshua. Legosina Malaholon Mukofen Chaime Mimesh Yeshua. The prosim lav Mukofen Chaime Nina. The prosim aren't Mukofen Chaime. Yeah. Now we learn that whatever was called a prosim Mimesh Yeshua. Afkan Mimesh Yeshua. Af prosim Omakan Mimesh Omen. The prosim di Yeshua. Because that was called a prosim by Yeshua. Even though later became Mukif, the Megillah has that in Pros. So the Gemara says, Bishloim Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolche, Prozi, Prozi, Leikom, Gzere Shova, Me Rabbi. He wasn't going with his Gzere Shova, no, them done Gzere Shova, Me Atzmoi, Elim Ken Kiblo, Me Rabbi. The kasha was about anatane. The masas hachi kama ela shushan da of the keman. This is the kasha. The kasha is yafin in hakzere shove aich osu oison shebe shushan betezvo. That's the kasha. If you learn the gzere shove, how aich osu oison shebe shushan betezvo aprozihu. Lo yodinim bo she'ukvo mimais Yehoshua'am. So there are two ha'ores tachsach me'an this Rashi. One ha'ore, the Turi Eben, is ma'irer an Rashi. He says, the Gemara is asking Akasha, according to Atana, Atana holds that the shame prozi is totally mimais Yehoshua b'nun. So if Bimais Mishun was a prosi, it's a shame prosi. So the Shaila is, so why is Shushan Kaire Betezbov? It wasn't Mukef, V'lo Yedinim Bo Shehukve Mimais Yehoshua. So Vaistachais from Rashi, Dr. Turi Eben, but what would be if we would know that Shushan was Mukef? Mimais Yehoshua. So Memele, so then we understand Shushan. So Shushan was Mukav Mimais Yehoshua. She says, Be'emesin des ha-machleikas ha-maforshim, if we chesh ben b'chlal, what shaykhes does chutz la-oretz have to Mimais Yehoshua benun? Bishloim in the kibush ha-oretz, we said, whatever was mukif then, that's called mukif chaim, whatever was the mukif then, doesn't have a din of mukif chaim. The din of mukif chaim, but the chaim other halachas, the male, the din of mukif chaim is totally be Mais Yeshua. But an ir and chutz loretz, what shaykhes does it have to the kibush of Yeshua and Eretz Yisrael? So Maistai Srashi holds over here that, it's no kash, it's as manaza. So he asks us here in Rashi. Rashi later, Daf Yudah Mad Aleph, says that if we hold Kedusha Rishoyne, Kitcha L'Shaito, V'Kitcha L'Osed Lovoy, then we hold that the Ayoris Mukofis Choyme are Koyrei B'Tesbov. But if we hold Kedusha Rishoyne, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'loi Kitcha L'Osid Lovay, so you don't have the Kedusha Rishoyne, So then Rashi says, so you're not koyre tesbo. So we see klar from that Rashi that the inyan of mukaf chayma bizman Yeshua was as totally in the kedusha. The kedushas of bateir chayma. Bateir chayma is a different halachas, and it's a special kedusha of bateir chayma. So how could this apply to an ear that's in chutz laretz? So that's one ha'ore the Turi Eben asks on Rashi. Now, if we'll be medayik the Loshna Rashi, the Gemara is asking Yakashe, according to the Tana from our Mishnah, why is Shushan Koire B'tesvot? So we had mentioned the Goyim is Moichik, the word the Shushan the Ovdo Kema. Now, that's the Gemara, Pshatan the Goyim is, because if you look in the Megillah relates as follows. The Megillah says that the Yidden all over B'yem Shlosh Osa L'Chodesh Adol, they did the Muhammad, the Noyech Ba'arbo Osa Boy, Ba'osay Oysa Yemishte V'Simche, that the Muhammad was Yud Gimul Adol, and the Noyech was Yudalit, and they made it Yemishte V'Simche. Ba'Yehudim Asher B'Shusha Nikalu B'Shlosh Osa Boy, Uba'arbo Osa Boy, V'noyach b'chamisha osa boy. So they were busy with Muhammad for 2 days. V'osei oisa yemishte v'simcha. Now, these two psukim are speaking about the year of the Nes. Then it says later, V'yichtev moltres advom eilav yishlach soma ko yehudim eshav ha'chodin samelach ha'chashverish ha'krevim b'chokim. L'kayim aleim l'isayis m'shem abo'osa l'chidish adar v'shem chmishosa boi b'chol shona v'shona k'yom ha'meshenoche b'am Yehudim me'evei. So the first psukim are speaking about what they did l'maise, what the anhoga was the first year. The anhoga of the first year b'chlal, there was a noch the day after the Muhammad. So by Shushan there was a noch, Yom Tesvov, and the other places there were noch Yom Yudal. That's what happened the first year. Now, to ask Akasha why they were noch, why were they noch Tesvov? I mean, there's no Akasha, why were they noch Tesvov? There were fighting. Yud Gimel and Yudal. They were noch tesvot. Locheret is no kasha. Why were they noch tesvot? The kasha is, and let us ask. Let us say differently. Would it be why were they noch tesvot? They weren't mukaf chayme mimay shishur benun. That first year there was episode Indian of mukaf chayme. There was. I mean, the first year it says what happened. Those who finished the Mulchome Yud Gimel were noch Yudalit. Those that finished the Shushan, which was Loichem Yud Gimel Yudal, they were noch Tesvot. So Lachere on what was the first year, there's no Kasha whatsoever. There was no din of Mekof Mechaimim. Later, the Megillah speaks about that there was a chiyuv already. Yichter Moses of the Mel Vishach Shomas Kol Yehudim Hashem Chomedin Tzmelach Hashverish Hakayim B'Chaykim Takayim Aleim Nisayisim Es Abba Oso Lochedish Adav Shem Chamish Oso Yoyim. And that we said before, Ken Yehudim Aprozim Yeshu Borepoz Oisim Yeshem Abba Oso Lochedish Adav Simcha Mishta V'Yontu Vishlach Monish Yishlariyeh. This is speaking about after the first year. Here we have halachis that the prozim make yudalid. We have a diik that the mokofim make tesvot. So now we have so lachira the kasha is, so how does shushan fit into the picture? Now, that means the now there's a chiyuv of mishta v'simcha v'yonta v'mikra megila. How does shushan fit into tesvot since it's not mukaf chayim b'mayis yeshua benon? That's a kasha. So the kasha is not on the shushan the first year. The kasha is now. Why does shushan have such a loch?
So that's for me, that is pshat in the goy. The goy says, elo shusham keman. Not elo shusham the ovdo keman. The kasha, what shushan had done then the first year, that's no kasha. I mean, it's not the first year there was no mukadin of mukab chayim either. There was a difference. The kasha, that's where the goyin is moichik the ovdo, elo shushan keman. That what Shushan now, the mice is the 15th day in Adol, it's loike prozim, it doesn't have the din of prozim, but loike makofim, it doesn't have the tnoim of makofim. That's the Gemara's kash. So the guy was moichik da ovda. Now Rashi was geiris da ovda. So, hochi koma elo Shushan da ovda keman, yofinen hach zeire shove, Heich osu oison shebeshushan betesvot. And here epistakash is heich osu. Then, by the first year, why did they make tesvot? For proziyu, it was a prozi, why did they make then tesvot? So, I'm understanding what the kash is, why they made. I mean, that year before, there wasn't a cheshbon. Heich osu oison shebeshushan betesvot. So what is the Gemara answer on this kasha? Hoyol v'nase bones shenitim lem gam lemocha lasis kedas ayoyim larig b'seneim shnayomim al kolchoch leinoschu atesvot. So the Gemara answers where Rashi says, which is, he says, why they made Tesvot? I said, that's what Rashi answers. He said, Rashi answers, why they then made Tesvot? They made Tesvot because of a different reason. Oyul v'nase bones, because what was the nes? The nes was shenitin lem gamoche lasis kedas hayim. That kufa was the nes. I'm not talking about that. It was a meridik nes that Achashverish was masking to give them another day. So the kill is Zalkochon Leinocha Watesvot. So that's why they were not, there wasn't any special Indian why they were Nochtesvot. They had to be Nochtesvot because they couldn't be Noch Yudal because there was a Nes that they had the opportunity to be Leichem at Amalekim Yudal. Period. So that's what happened then. Fine. Now, what's weiter? Now, but is another kasha also, it seems to Rashi. That was then. But why now do they learn Tesvot? Rashi says, v'chein kavua l'doiris. He says, that what they learn Tesvot is that they made, that the Hanhoge, that was the first year, and the first year, b'chlal, had no shaykhis at all with Mukav Choyme. The first year was, because they were busy being loichim with Amalekim Yudalit, so they couldn't be noch Yudalit. It's v'chein kavula doiris, so the inyan kavula doiris. That's how Rashi learns. So the nes is goal, what happened the first year. That they were given another day. The Turiyavin wants to say pshat. I don't know if the Bukhair would be better if you're not geiris the ovdi. Shani Shushan, he says, the Gemara's kasha is, what chshivas does Shushan have? So the Gemara answers, hoyo shenase boines. So the Turiyavin wants to say pshat, the whole maise nes zeh, Hakosov b'megile nase b'soicho. Yischolku lo kovet v'achshivish ten kriyoso kemukav choymo. That's how the Turiyavin wants to learn Shah in the Gemara. He says, there's a chshivish of mukav choymo mimayish Yeshua benun. There's a psachshivish azah. Shushan doesn't have that chshivish. But Shushan has another chshivish. Shushan has a chshivish that the whole nest, that means with Moltra, Yenester, and Homan, this occurred in this city. So Memele, so the Ness of Purim, that means all the political occurrences happened in this city of Shushan. is cholkula kovid machshivis, and the males that they gave shusha machshivis, shetahei kriyosa kim mukiv chayme. So here's a chshivis of a mukiv chayme. Means there's a chshivis because the Rebbeinu was boicher, this city that the nisim should be, the nisei purim should occur in the city. Look to Gemara weiter. Bishloime le tana didon. Heine dich sie, according to our tana, that he holds that there are the amuk of chayme meis yeshua ben nun, is kairit as vo, amuk of chayme, not mi meis yeshua ben nun, not kairit as vo. It's heine dich sie, and shushan, is even though it's not mukif chayim, it's also kayet esbot. So heine dechsiv medina u medina ve'ir ve'ir. The kevel aloshin over here, so fakir, so the pasuk is telling us there's two types of medina, and the two types of ayor. Medina u medina l'chalek bein mukofin chayim mimeis yeshua ben nun, l'mekefes chayim mimeis achashveiros. That means that there's medina medina. There's Mukafis Chayme that lain Yedalit. There's Mukafis Chayme that lain Tezmot. It matters when it was Mukaf Chayme. Ve'ir ve'ir, Nami lechalik ben Shushan l'shar ha'yoris. That there's a yoris which are not Mukaf Chayme. Rafa Pekain, they lain Tezmot. So that's the Kefal Aloshan to tell us there's different types of Medinas. There's different types of a yoris. El Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch, Bishlaime Medina Medina Lechalek ben Shushan Lesharayos. The lesson is a little unclear. Rashi is a different gear. So we have seen El Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch, Bishlaime Medina Medina Lechalek ben Mekofa Chaymi Mimaisach HaShveirish, Hashem Mekofa Mimaisach HaShveirish. That's Rashi's Gilsa. But telling us that you were also differentiating in Mekofa's Chayma when it became Mekof Chayma. That's what Reb Shafna Gilsa also. L'chalek ben Shushan l'shara yoris means that if it's Mekof Chayma, b'shas Shushan, so that's called Mekof Chayma. Mekof Chayma later, not Mekof Chayma. And le'ir ve'ir l'mayos, but what does the le'ir ve'ir come? That means there's one minig, there's one criteria, either it's Mukav Chayme be Meisach HaShverish, or it's not Mukav Chayme Meisach HaShverish. So what's the ear the ear? Amar lecha Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha, Letana didon minecha. He says, according to you it is good. What are you telling me? You need Medina to tell us Mukav Chayme Mimaish Yeshua and Mukav Chayme later. It's given the Islay Prozi, but that you need Mukav Chayme Mimaish Yeshua, Hemagzer Shabbat. Medina Lomali. Alakrol Adrosha the Osir, and Yeshua ben Levi the Osir. The Pasuk is coming for Adrosha. The Omar and Yeshua ben Levi, Krach, B'chol HaSomuch Loi, B'chol HaNira Imoi, Nidon Kekrach. That an ear, that is Somuch to a Krach, B'kev Chayme, so if it's Somuch Loi, or it's Nira Imoi, so it's not Somuch Loi, but you can see it, Nira Imoi, Nidon Kekrach. Now what is the Shir of Somuch at Kame? Omer Rabbi Yirmiyeh, Viteimer Abchiyeh Bar Abbe, Kimechamson L'Tver Yemil. What's called Somuch? Somuch is Kimechamson L'Tver Yemil. Like the Gemara, so why do you say Kimechamson L'Tver Yemil, V'Leim Emil? Tver Yemil. Why do you say, Kamash Melon, the Shiur of the Mil, Kamahave, Kimechamson L'Tver. So that telling us the Medina Ve'ir is coming to tell us a different aloch. It's coming to tell us that an ear that Samach la Medina. So appears the dinim of the Medina and its kairi b'tesbo. What is the Shia Samuch? Kimechamsen Litveria. The beautiful Turiyeben over here, the Turiyeben asks, first of all, Smaradik Modne, that, how much is Samuch? Kimechamsen Litveria. Let him say a mil. What's the title of a mil? It's Kimechamsen Litveria. So first of all, Turiyeben asks, a mil is Alpayim Amos. Why do you have to say Kimechamsen Litveria? Say Alpayim Amos. Fine. Then he asks, with the Gemara Psochim, the Gemara says if a person has an Issa, and he doesn't know if it became this Chametz or not, so the Gemara says, if it, there was no Ibud with this Issa, from the Shir it takes, the Shir Halach, mi Migdal Nunye, Litverye, so my male, you know, became chametz. Migdal Nunya Letveria is a mil. So why does it say Migdal Nunya Letveria? To tell you that it's a mil. So he says it's a modne maise. He says we have two gemaras. Two gemaras tell us there's a din, there's a sheer mil. The death negeya legabi chimut, that if it was, there was shoya a mil without asik, so my male, it becomes chametz. And there the Gemara gives a marshal mi migdal nunya letveria. Here there's a din mil, the gabi, the din samuch, if it's samuch lekach, there's a din of a kach. And what's the sheer mil? Here we say the sheer mil is from michamson, ki michamson letveria. This migdal nunya letveria, this michamson letveria. So the Turi Eben wants to say that the Gemara in Erevin says, an ammo is not such a standard type of measurement. There's an ammo bas heit vochim, there's an ammo bas woft vochim. According to Abaye, other things we measure with an ammo bas heit vochim, other things we measure with an ammo bas woft vochim. Rava holds everything we measure with an ammo bas woft vochim, but there's also, there's two types of ammas. There's an ammo seichekais and an ammo oitzvi. So also, there's two types of ammas. So the Gemara is meyadik meduyik. If the Gemara would tell us that the shir chimut is a mil, kam a mil, alpayim ammo. The shir samuch is a mil. Kama mil apayim amma. He says, we wouldn't know yet what the shir is. How do you hash ben an amma? So talking about amma seichkeis, amma oitzweis, I don't know. So he says, therefore the Gemara says, you know how you measure mil? So he says like this. So by chimutz, we go lechumre. We go with small amma. So there the Gemara says, mi migdal nunya letveria. Because there was a shir of apayim amma with small amma. That's the shir. Masha Einkein over here, the din samuch, here we go with big amas. That means, so that's why we give kimechamsan letveria mil. It's a mil with big amas, with amesoichekai. So that's why the Gemara brings bedavke, these two mekoimis, to be megala that there's two types of a mil, a larger mil and a smaller mil. Chometz v'machmer. And here he says it's not called a chumrit. It's the shayla what din does rev, there's a din of the krach. So here, if in the big mill, al kaponim, it's in that distance, so it's called samuch. Zatrashi, medina o medina ir ve'ir, kabischire va'asi yaksi, va'yomim ha'ilo niskorim v'nar. Mashmet, so pashta de krovai stres, medina u medina kimin hogo, ve'ir kimin hogo. But the zippet, lamadnu shesh minik cholik be medina, minik cholik by yoris. So what does that mean? Lachalik ben shish, and the shariyos, vafa pi shafi bechlal prosim, hukva betesvo. That is very good, according to the Tana of Amish, according to Yeshua ben Kocho, the sinin of Yeshua ben Kocho. Bishleim medina medina lechalek ben mekafon chaim mimaisach hashveiros v'shein mekafon mimaisach hashveiros. Remember that's medina medina. המאיר ואיר למאיר, כל הפרוזים שומעים וכל המוקופים, וכל המוקופים שומעים, ואין חילק בין עיר ועיר, there's no difference. יביא למאי, הרי כל הפרוזים שובים, וכל המקופים שובים, בין חילק בין עיר ועיר. הגמרא says, אוכת רבי ישוע בן לייב. רשי says, ובכלוק לא יאירי כבר. We're not speaking about differences of two types of היורס. אלא הכי כמה, כל עיר ועיר הסומך למדינה שתהי כמו איסה. So, בריטס לושן of Rashi, it would seem that לחיירה, the Triadentine is, the problem was, there was a case of הלושן. There's מדינה מדינה, ועיר ועיר. That was the problem. And that the Gemara said that the coming to tell us the two types of Medinis, the two types of Ayoris, according to Rabbi Shua ben Kochet, that there's not two types of Ayoris. So the Gemara says, I feel according to Tanatan, it's also Shver. You don't need to tell me there's two types of Medinis. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is that Rashi says, "Bechalak le'ayri klal, alahodi kama kol ir bira samach le'medina shetei kemoisa." So, like, it's just telling us that ir. That's why they say a kefal aloshim. I mean, let it say medina ve'ir. So we'll learn ir hasamach le'medina. So he wants to say, Nitazoy the Turiyevin, not the way Rashi says, he wants to say that ir the ir, I care, there's two types of ayores. There's an ir that somoch the nire, so that ir is kairit as bo. There's an ir that not somoch the nire, so that ir is kairit yudalit. And so that's ir the ir, but he said the cholok is something else. The cholok is not what it's a different cholok. It's a cholok if it's samach v'dira, it's not samach v'dira. And Medina v'dina is coming to tell me, Shushan, and another ayoris, that Shushan, even though it's a prozi, is laying tesbo. That's what it's coming to tell. So that's the case of Aloshan. Or according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocher, Medina is coming to tell us also Shushan and other Ayoris, and together is, that's what it's called Mekafroime, that's what's not called Mekafroime. And the Yevir is telling us there's a difference if it's Tomach Benira, not Tomach Benira. So Lamai says, so we're Cheshbening, so we are. She said it's not like Rashi, but like this is very good, like this, the Gemara Machtos, we are aware of the problem of the Kefal HaLoshin, but we're saying the Kefal HaLoshin is coming for the Talmud, because there's a difference between Samach Venira and not Samach Venira. The Ritva brings down that according to, it says, Medina, Medina, Ir, Ir, Mishpacha, Mishpacha. Later the Gemara is a go under of Shata, Mishpacha, Mishpacha. But according to the Ritva, now the way we learned in the Havamine, that Medina, Medina means there's two types of Medinas. The Medina that's Mekafchoim, Ir, that's not Mekafchoim. Ir, Ir means the two types of Ayores, Shushan and other Ayores, which both of them are prosis. So what's Mishpacha, Mishpacha? So the Ritva says that Mishpacha, Mishpacha is going on Kforim. Kforim HaNichnosim is Lamaise, the Kairi Yudal of Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Kforim She'enom Nichnosim, they're not Kairi. Kvonim she'enim nechnosim, so they're only kere yudalit. That's what the Ritva says. Look the Gemara right. Vama rabir mi vitem rabchiyya barabe, minatz pech tzayfim omru. That the Nevi'im said there's an Indian of Kefal Oisius. There's two, there's a Memsuchan, Memstumen, and all these Oisius did this. Tzayfim omru. To this Kefal Oisius. V'tizbere v'ksiv eila ha-mitzvitz, she'in novi v'shoi l'chadish dovo me'yato. Nobody can say, they're saying there's two types of Oisius, and nobody can be Machadish Tzuras Oisius. Oy, Omar Rav Chisde, Mem Besamach, Shebeluches, Beneiso Yoimdim. That is Hirashi, Menatzpech, Kefal Oisius, Tzayfim Omrum Neviye Hadoyos. So, the Gemara didn't know clearly if it means what, there's two types to this. So it could very well mean they're saying that they were machadish as a mem stume, before there was only a mem psuchin, they were machadish as a mem stume. So that the Gemara is to tash, is that is pshat that they were machadish, the seif I see is, so he says, first of all, how can they be machadish? And no, they can't be machadish anything. Eila mitzvah. And number two, the mem stume was bizman Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Rav Chisda said, "Mem b'samach shebeluches b'nes ha'yoimdim." So what does Rashi say? B'nes ha'yoimdim, shahoisach ikikosam mishnei Ibrahim. The luches were chokuk from through and through. Hilker shah oisiyis yesh lehem mokim devik. That means the other oisiyis, so they were attached to the rest of the luches. Ela mem b'samach oisa ba'avir. But a mem stumen and a samach, so there the inside, if the etzem ois was chokuk, so the inside of the ois was holding itself benes. What held the inside of the os? So we see klo that there were oisiyos achoynes, oisiyos stumos. Bizman Moshe, and here you're saying that they were machadish. So the Gemara says, so we'll see Rashi. We didn't say clearly that they were machadish to Oisius Tumas. Maybe they were machadish to Oisius Psuches. That's what the Gemara could have answered this. The Gemara says it must is a different test. The Gemara goes in Mehada Havi. That's why Yizicha. They were both Oisius before. They were Psuches and Stumas before. They weren't machadish to Oisius. But we didn't know which one belongs in the emtzah, which one belongs in the seif. Also, seif and utkinu, they were mesaken psuchim beemtzah teiva ustumim beseif teiva. Like the Gemara, they also can't do such a thing. That means if there were two types of oisiyos and there was no mesaire how they should be used. So how are they to say that this has to be as and this has to be as they save safe Eila mitzvah shenovi osi lechadish tova miyat? And with the Gemara, ela shokchum v'chozru v'yosu. So the Gemara answers that no, that the emison, everything was known before. That there were nimsar, oisius psuches, and oisius stumis. And there was also nimsar, how they have to be written, which has to be betchilas ha-teiva, which has to be b'seif ha-teiva, which has to be b'emtza ha-teiva. But then shokrum, and v'chozru v'yozdum, so they were miyasedit al gayas, not al tznevuah. So there was, so they were mevarit al pi ha-teira, that means they brought gayas and neichoches, that the seif teivas have to be stumais and the b'emtza teiva has to be psuches. So Rashi, ve'ef she'oyel eletaretz achta Rav Chisde b'stumi. That's right. Rav Chisde said mem v'samach she'beluches is mimat stumi. Chiit ma'achta Rav Yirmiye b'psuchim. Ve'ochi muchach b'perek ha'boine b'mesech Shabbos. Elo porek lo milse d'shavu l'tavayu. The Gemara says, that's good, however it was. It's the the last teretz is that it's a dovor that's for everything. Whatever they were machadish, I mean, forget the word, everything was before, they were just mevara, which is be'emtza teiv, which is be'seifa teiv. Mehevah habit, so be'emtza, this isn't the teretz, m'shani ma'habit. Ba'ulche de sugi de gemore lahakshe is dovor, lataretz dovor she'enoi, because this passage isn't a teretz, ad de torach umamida arbuya mipi rebi atkav.